There is another story when one of the companions goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "O Prophet of Allah, there are two people who ask me for my daughter in marriage. One of them is very wealthy, and one of them is very poor. So, what do you think we should do?" So he was consulting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking the Prophet's opinion. So the Prophet asked him, "Does your daughter favor one of them over the other? Does she like one of them more than the other?" So the man, of course, you know how we think. He said, "We like the wealthy one." Talking about the family, like we as parents, we like the wealthy one. The Prophet ﷺ asked him the question again. "Your daughter," we're not asking you, "your daughter, does she favor one of them over the other?" He said, "Yes, she likes the poor one." He said, "Then you should not stop them from getting married. Your daughter and the poor one, since she likes him." So the main thing is, we do not force our girls or our daughters to get married because of the story of Zainab and Zayd. The story of Zainab and Zayd is just one special occasion that Zainab first refused. She said, "I don't want to get married to Zayd." Not because Zayd had any problems, but because she felt that she's from a higher position, higher status in the community, in the society. And they got married, Zainab and Zayd. But their life was difficult. Every now and then they have an argument, a fight. Zayd goes to the Prophet ﷺ and tells him, "O Prophet of Allah, I can't really live like that anymore. Please let me, you know, end this." And the Prophet ﷺ will always keep telling him the same thing. أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ. And this is mentioned in the Quran. Keep your wife and have taqwa for Allah. And he keeps every time Zayd goes to the Prophet ﷺ, tells him, "O Prophet of Allah, can we put an end to this?" Now, there is something really important I have to mention here. The rest of the ayah says, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ. And you hide inside of you, of your chest, which means what Allah is going to reveal. Which means you know something, but you don't want to share it with the others. Now, what is that something? This is what the ayah says. The ayah says, you are concealing, you're hiding inside of you something that Allah wants it to be shown. What is that thing? Some people make up this is not a true story or anything like that, that the Prophet ﷺ wanted to get married to Zainab, and that's why he wanted Zayd to divorce her. Of course, that is not true, and there is a da'if, very da'if hadith about that. So that's unfortunate, as we mentioned before. Sometimes in some Islamic books, you can find a hadith that says the Prophet ﷺ went to visit Zayd, and Zayd was not there, and then he saw Zainab, and then he left the house, and then he kind of like wanted to get married to her after Zayd was married to her. This is not really a correct hadith. Most scholars say that. One of them, Mustashriqeen, or something like that, but the hadith is da'if, and as I said, you can see it in some Islamic books, unfortunately. That's why it's very important to ask when you are in doubt. What happened was, actually, the Prophet ﷺ knew that they are not going to get to continue, Zayd and Zainab. But he was trying to keep it happening. He kept telling Zayd to keep your wife and have taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to let Zayd divorce Zainab and he to get married to her. Now here is the question, why didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get married to Zainab right away? Why did it have to happen this way? Zainab gets married to Zayd and then they get divorced and then the Prophet gets married to Zainab.